Next case, please.
Case number 12,293, Concrete Building Systems of Delaware Incorporated seeks a special use exception. To use a manufactured home type structure as an office, section 115-114 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Old Racetrack Road and Brick Manor Road, approximately 970 feet west of 2nd Street. The 911 address is 9283 Old Racetrack Road, Delmar. Zoning district is HI1. Tax parcel is 532-20.00-12.01. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Thank you, Sam. Nicely done.
Good evening. You state your name and address for the record.
Stevens, 923 Old Racetrack Road and Delmar, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me today. My name is Todd Stevens. I'm actually the owner and operator of Concrete Building Systems of Delaware, Incorporated, as well. I'm the owner of Stevens Rentals, LLC, which is actually the property holder for this subject property. In addition, I'm also owner of Stevens Enterprises, which owns Pallet Masters, which is in Bridgeville, Delaware, Elkton, Maryland, and Landover, Maryland. The reason I'm coming today is to ask for a special use exemption for the use of the building that we put on the property to serve as a office space for our corporate headquarters for all of the entities that that I just mentioned. In 2007, I purchased the subject property. There are some pictures going around, and I had a letter of application that should show my letters of support as well. Hopefully they were they are also with, you know, the packet of information. Thanks from the Department of Economic Development, Director Levin, as well as my two adjacent property members. Those subject letters were given in 2013 when an original manufacturing exemption was approved. As far as our business is concerned, have been growing. One of the reasons we obviously changed the property, the pictures you're seeing, actually, this, we can speak about those. The overview picture, which is the first picture coming down the line, actually shows the property, the subject property prior to my purchase. You'll see an older industrial facility. You'll see two job site type trailers. That's the new facility. Yes. Well, that's, yeah, the picture there shows an aerial view of the old property prior to my purchase in 2007. In 2007, our capital investment plan included over a $425,000 reinvestment. The aerial view actually shows that as well. It'll show the old plant with the old cement silos, conveyor belts, and whatnot. The investment we made there got us through. We got us into 2010, at which time we decided to consolidate all the businesses at the Delmar, Delaware property for Pallet Masters, which was currently actually running in Salisbury, Maryland, and bringing in Stevens Rentals, which also was in Salisbury, and as well a company called Global Maintenance, which I was a partner in at the time. Since that time, we made an application to renovate the property by removal of the job site trailers in 2012 and 13. One of the major factors going with the mobile facility, in fact, Hale Trailers actually has a very similar facility. In fact, we purchased our facility through Hale Trailers. So this is, if you see from that picture that Mr. Mills just showed you, our facility looks very, very similar to theirs, and that was what we were going for. One of the major factors there for us was the turn of the property from getting the old job site trailers out. It's a relatively restricted site if you were to see it. We have a lot of heavy industrial equipment there. We had quite a few employees, and again, it was it was the most appropriate thing to do at the time to put a facility in. The investment made, as Director Levin says in his letter, was over $200,000. That building is built to last. Actually, I looked at the foundation plan. If you'd like to see anything related to the building, electrical foundation plan, whatnot, all been approved. It is a fully functioning 2,500 square foot office space. In fact, I wish I could say that Associated Builders and Contractors was still there, but I had their office within my office space in Lower Sussex County for about 3 years. So we really take pride in being able to bring people through our operation. And again, we're maintaining an office space now. We're running schedulers now for our operations in the pallet industry. We're running operations management for the concrete side of the operations. And as well, we do, that facility is large enough to do training and safety programs for all of our employees. So we've grown from, as a business, from around 26 employees in 2007 to now combined companies about 87 employees. So we are growing, and it's in Sussex County. There's a few, our satellite sites, I call them satellites, they're micro sites that are in Maryland, actually service our customers that we have here in Sussex County and all over the eastern shore of Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. So I'm asking for a variance.
You're asking for a special use exemption?
Special use exemption, I'm sorry. I just heard variance, so I don't know how you guys do
okay.
By the way. I mean, it's I'm a concrete guy, so
that's fine.
Yes. So the special use exemption, in my is asked why would I how would that substantially affect or adversely affect the use or adjacent neighboring properties? Again, by the letters I had, and actually I've talked to my owners as well, the adjacent properties. We have very good neighborly relations with those folks. We share equipment, we do shipping and welding, and you name the different things. They're very proud of the fact that that we've made an investment. They feel as though, you know, it's only improved the curb appeal of riding down that road, old racetrack road, if you were to ride down there. So I did more than just put a mobile facility in there for office. Again, I made it more permanent as well. If you see, we even did a precast facade on it to dress it up and to make it look, it's kind of a selling point. We do those panels, which we've built some very recognizable buildings around town. In Millsboro, we built the Mount Air new office headquarters on James Williams Highway. We built Bay Health Medical Center's parking garage. So we do large projects around the county as well as around the state of Delaware. So I'm not aware of any other specific exceptions.
That's the only question before us.
Yeah.
Will it, has it, so let me ask you, has it substantially affected adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No, it has not.
And you don't feel that it will in the future?
No, sir, I do not.
Very well, thank you. Other questions from members of the board?
I do have one question for you.
Yes,
sir. Where does the Bridgeville pallet plant at?
We have a facility in Canton. Yes.
That's the one you're calling. Okay, gotcha.
That's correct.
I know what's that. Okay.
Yeah, it's the old Godiva chocolate plant, or it's been
yes.
the Chesapeake Seashell Company.
JP Cannon. Was it Cannon?
Yeah. I didn't know that name was called. I knew it was a pallet plant, but I didn't know it was that.
Yes, we've done. In fact, there I've made several hundred thousand dollars worth of investments, literally just tearing down and destroying a lot of the old property that I actually bought and expanding. And we're actually in the process now, actually, of
that was seafood plant processing plant.
It was, it used to be a clam and seashell.
On the north,
that's what it used
northwest
to be.
Side of the intersection.
That's correct.
It doesn't have anything to do with this property, correct?
No, ma'am. None whatsoever.
I just had a question where it was at. I didn't see the name of it.
Yeah.
Mr. Work was
I didn't move
flexing
my employees that were the administrative side, as well as scheduling and some of the operations management people, and that's where we run our payroll and office management in that office, the one that we built. It's about 2,500 square foot building is what it is.
Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
You said that your neighbors, I think you said that they were happy with the investment. Do they support this application?
Yes, I have letters from those folks if you'd like.
Yeah, if you have any of that, you could send it down to Mr.
Here's actually the three letters.
I'd like these back. These are the original letters.
They're part of your application.
They are in the file.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah, they're part of the application.
They're in the file.
Can you pass them down, please?
They're in the file. These are the three letters that I had mentioned from economic development from.
This is for a temporary manufactured home. Art, do you have any plans to put a permanent structure there?
Well, ma'am, I would have liked to have converted it to a permanent facility, but actually, we're in the middle of a capital investment into property planning and equipment. So to say that I would like to do that, yes, would to say that the available capital is there at this point, that really there's not. I just actually put a new transmission in. A transmission in a cement silo is about $58,000. So that and a front end loader and a new cement delivery system. So we are making additional investments so we can grow our business. And again, as you can hear from the employees,
from 2013.
Yeah, so we've increased. We have increased that the amount of employees in the county due to the fact that I've been continuing making investments. One was in the building, one was in the plant renovations. Now I'm doing a lot of renovation, crane and renovation.
Well,
type stuff.
If we give you a special use or exemption for this temporary manufactured home for 5 years, do you think that at the end of 5 years you'll probably put a permanent structure there? Are you going to continue?
It's a wonderful question.
I mean, it's a beautiful building.
Yes, I feel as though that, and I had been told in the beginning that the potential was maybe with a foundation. Maybe that's a question that we take back to planning and zoning.
In your business and type of business, that's not out of character with the structures that are used in that type of facility. Is that correct?
The fourth largest precaster in the nation is Metromont, and they actually have a building that is exactly like this building.
Yep. Yep. It's not out of character for that type of operation.
And for that area, as you can tell, it is a highly improved right area. And in fact, it's attracted good employees for me from an administrative perspective. The job trailers, as you may have seen, yeah. I mean, that's when caused me to actually make that change so
quickly.
It was
a definite improvement.
I think if I had had the time, you know, I did spend a couple $100,000 there. I'd like to have had something more permanent, but it just did not bode well for me at the time.
That's a very good question.
No, very good question.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
And Mr. Chairman, I just had one other question.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. The photo that you have of the unit that you showed us, is that a current photo?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Actually, there's three pictures, two of them are current ones. They all look almost exact. I was kind of shocked when I took a couple snapshots.
I think the reason I ask is because one of the things that I think the board looks at with these renewals on these is to make sure there's concern, I think, at the county level that these things can become dilapidated over time, and that's part of the reason.
The picture that has all the stone out front, mm-hmm. you can actually tell one was almost pre-construction, and then now you've seen the backfilling of the stone and the pathways are now complete. We've been able to put handicap ramping in that was not there, you know, all those things that you know, we did to enhance the our capabilities as an employer for this particular area.
Yep. I have no further questions.
The reason.
Everything is in, everything's a code, everything's approved, and we are, yes, it's functional.
The reason I turned that picture around to you is because everything prior to that was dilapidated.
Oh, yes, that's, well, as the pictures show.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant this special use exemption for a period of 5 years for a temporary manufactured home type structure as their main office for Concrete Building Systems of Delaware, Inc.
And that's because the applicant has shown that it won't substantially affect adversely?
Yes.
And we didn't hear testimony to the contrary? I agree with that. Is there a second?
Yes, indeed. I second.
So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, too, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too, sir.